This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take a few moments out of your busy day to study with us from the sacred will of God. For the past several days, we've been speaking to you about the fact that the sacred will of God, the Bible, teaches us that Jesus Christ is the friend that we need. In this connection, we have given a number of main points, a number of main divisions to our study. The first one was, Jesus is the friend that we need because He understands all about us. He understands all of the problems that we face. Secondly, we pointed out, not only does He understand about our problems, but He has the power to solve them for us. It's one thing to know that someone has a problem, and it's another thing to know how to solve it for him. And Jesus does know, and He has the power to do it. But one could even understand one's problem and have the power to do it, but not want to solve it. But Jesus wants to do so. And we were studying at that a particular point as the lesson came to a close last time. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, in addition to all the other passages which we have studied, in connection with the point that Jesus does want to help us because of His love for us. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." That includes every one of us. It isn't the case that God simply looks down on white, rich America or white, middle-class America, but every nation and every person, every nation, every person, every city and every nation, God loves and wants to be saved through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible tells us that He has tasted of death for every man. Jesus died for you. He died for me. He died for every other person. He died for every person listening to this broadcast and every person who isn't listening to it. He died that we might have hope of life everlasting, and that we might finally, when this life is over, have life everlasting. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, the Lord made clear that human fathers, and every one of us who is a father is evil. Every human being who has lived to adulthood has committed sin. We're evil in that sense, even if today we're living a faithful life in Christ. We all must recognize that fact about ourselves. And every one of us who is a father is not quite what he ought to be. There is at least a little selfishness in all of us. And we do not have the wisdom and the power to do with our children what we sometimes would like to do, or what we perhaps all the time would like to do. But Jesus does know. And He says, if you human fathers who are at least to some extent evil know how to do good things for your children when they ask for bread and one thing and another, how can you not understand that God, who is perfect, will give to you who are His children when you need? You see, not only does God and the Lord Jesus Christ know about our problems, not only do they have the power to help us, but they want to help us. And that's why Paul could say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Him that strengtheneth me." When I say that Jesus wants to help you, that He has the power to do it, I do not mean, and the Bible certainly does not teach, that He will simply come and take over your mind and your body. Each one of us is a free individual. We must make up our own minds. We must, of our own free will and volition, do what we decide to do. And we have to decide to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. We have to decide to repent. We have to decide to confess Him. We have to decide to be baptized for remission of our sins in obedience to His will. We have to decide to live the Christian life. And this is the solution to the fact of Christ helping us. He helps us through the exercise of His Word in our hearts. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, Ephesians 6 and 17. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Until we meet again,